I'm Gene Randall. Iraq appears ready to move ahead with a plan to get U.S. troops out of the country, saying it wants to discuss a withdrawal schedule. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has a report.
Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi wants Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to send a delegation to Iraq to work out the details for the withdrawal of American troops from Iraq. Abdul Mahdi's office says the request was made during a telephone call Pompeo made to the prime minister Thursday night. Abdul Mahdi says Iraq rejects all violations against its sovereignty. That includes the attacks by Iranian forces against bases housing U.S. troops and American violations of Iraqi airspace in the airstrike that killed a top Iranian general. I'm Mike Hempen.
The United States charged today that the Iranian general it killed, Qasem Soleimani, was planning to carry out a series of imminent attacks against U.S. targets, including embassies and military bases. The charge came from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, though he gave few particulars. Pompeo and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin also announced details on President Donald Trump's promised new economic sanctions on Tehran. Here is Pompeo.
We're striking at the heart of the Islamic Republic's inner security apparatus. These sanctions targets include the Secretary of the Supreme National Council and the commander of the Basij forces. That's the regime's brute squad, which has in the last few months killed approximately 1,500 Iranians who were simply demanding freedom.
Pompeo also cast doubts on speculation that Iran had tried to avoid American casualties in its missile strikes on two Iraqi bases this week. He said he believed Tehran had every intention of killing U.S. personnel on those installations. In Thailand, police are trying to track down a masked robber who shot and killed three people, including a toddler, in a holdup at a gold shop north of Bangkok. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States is all but officially blaming Iran for the downing of a Ukrainian jetliner outside Tehran. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Canadian, Australian, and British leaders had already announced similar intelligence conclusions, adds Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
We do believe that it's likely that that plane was shot down by an Iranian missile.
Various leaders have said it appears to have been an unintentional surface-to-air missile strike. Iran, though, says no missile hit the plane. Pompeo says an investigation will continue to see who's right.
When we get the results of that investigation, I am confident we and the world will take appropriate actions in response.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Ukraine's Foreign Minister Vadim Pristaiko today said he wants the airliner's black boxes examined in Ukraine.
We have so many different versions of what could happen to the plane that we will need some time to really understand. And so we have not even started to reconstruct the black box information yet. This is the most vital piece of information.
In the United States, the National Transportation Safety Board says it's been notified it will be allowed to take part in the investigation. But VOA has been told to this point there is no decision on that. The impending Senate impeachment trial of President Trump remains in political limbo, but that could change soon. House Democratic Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she expects to transmit the articles of impeachment across Capitol Hill to the Senate soon. She has held on to them for weeks. The people of Puerto Rico are still reeling from the effects of this week's powerful earthquake. For large numbers of Puerto Ricans, the worst problem is the loss of electricity and future projections. Here's Libby Hogan of Reuters.
Puerto Rico's largest power plant could remain offline for up to a year because of earthquake damage, experts warned on Thursday. 2 days after a 6.4 magnitude earthquake hit the island, Puerto Rico's top energy executive, Jose Ortiz, told a local radio station that the Costa Sur power plant near the quake's epicenter was seriously damaged. He raised the prospect of bringing in temporary generators with U.S. aid in the meantime. Without Costa Sur, Puerto Rico would need the rest of its power plants to operate near peak capacity to meet demand.
That was Libby Hogan of Reuters. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has a trip to Moscow scheduled for tomorrow for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Their meeting will likely focus on the Iran crisis, with both their nations calling for de-escalation between Washington and Tehran. The Ukraine conflict is also on the agenda, along with the future of the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline from Russia to Germany, which faces strong opposition from the United States. Gene Randall, VOA News.